This is the ODG Apparel Podcast.
Wait, I'm not understanding. Why does an apparel company have a podcast, though?
Because they're that awesome.
What is up, guys? Dave with ODG Apparel here. We have another podcast for you. Again, this is something simple, just the audio recording of our latest blog post. Was Jesus Plan B? We are definitely going to have a legit podcast one day. We are working towards that. But this is something simple and something easy that we can do now that excites us, right? We want to make content as easy to digest as we can. So if you prefer listening to it, this is your best bet because we think this truth is really important. And we don't want to just have you skim through it. If you're like, dang, I want to listen to it. I don't want to read it. We'll read it for you. And we hope that you enjoy it. If you do enjoy it, comment on it, share it, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Anchor or Google, wherever you find your podcast, go subscribe to it, share it with friends, and yeah, we hope you enjoy it. We hope it pushes you towards Jesus. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Genesis 3:15. Here is something you need to know. The gospel, the good news of Jesus, was not God's plan B. It is easy to think that it is when you read Genesis and you watch the story unfold. God creates Adam and Eve. He gives them this beautiful garden. He has basically one rule. Don't eat fruit from this tree. You'll die. And what did Adam and Eve do? They ate it. They stinking ate the fruit. They did the exact thing that God told them not to do. The only thing God told them that they couldn't do, they did it. And he told them they couldn't do it because it would kill them. It would bring death to them and to the world. He was trying to protect them. He was trying to show them that it wasn't worth it. It wasn't going to be good for them. Not eating the fruit was going to be a whole lot better than eating it, no matter how good it tasted. But then this snake asks, did God really say that? This talking snake, this enemy in the garden asks, are you sure that this tree is that bad? Maybe God didn't mean that. The snake begins to plant doubt in their mind, like a really good farmer who knows exactly how to plant and where to plant and what to plant. He weasels himself into their hearts and plants doubt about God's character and makes Adam and Eve question it. Maybe God doesn't know exactly all the details of this tree and what it will do. Maybe God was overhyping it. Maybe God didn't mean what he said. Did God really say that? But the snake is a deceiver. He knows that God means what he says. He isn't confused. He knows exactly the seriousness of God's commands, yet he deceives them. And of course, once they eat the fruit, all that God says will happen, happens. Death comes into the world, disease, curse, wrath. And if you aren't looking closely, this passage could be really depressing. If you aren't really paying attention, you could think, Jesus is the plan B of God. The plan was for this Adam and Eve thing to work, and then the talking snake just messed it all up. Jesus was never plan B. God, in the middle of cursing the snake and the earth and speaking of all the horrible things that are going to happen, now that this fruit has been eaten, says this beautiful phrase in Genesis 3:15 that I read at the beginning. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. At this point, Eve hadn't had a child. She hadn't been pregnant. Dang, she might not have fully known what her body was capable of. Remember, these are the first two people ever. They are still figuring out how it all works. And God gives them this beautiful gospel promise. Your offspring will be at war with the snake and his offspring. The snake will attack, but only at the heel. But your offspring will crush his head. Your offspring will win and destroy this deceiving snake once and for all. Jesus, the God-man, the one born of a woman, the offspring of Mary, the offspring of Eve. He came for one reason, to rescue his brothers and sisters, his people, from the death grip of death and sin and this deceiving snake. Jesus came to kill the snake and stomp on it. And though it bruised his heel, though it looked like he lost on the cross, he didn't. He was victorious forever. The plan of all of creation was always Jesus crushing the deceiving snake through the cross. Jesus was never plan B. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope that it pushed you toward Jesus, because that's all that matters. That's why we exist. This is not just about cool apparel. This is not just about cool stickers or posters or journals or whatever. It's about Jesus. The whole point of everything we do is that you would grow in your response to Jesus, that you would grow in your pursuit of Jesus, that we would all do that, that we would live as though Jesus is who he says he is, right? That he actually exists, that he actually has those strong, real demands on our lives. Like, he is everything or he's nothing. And so we just encourage you to live today like he is everything. Like, actually, that's how he is. He is worth every second of our days, and he's so good to us. So just walk into today, walk into tomorrow, living fully committed, fully invested. Give your life to pursuing him. And so we hope you see him as this snake killer, this one who came and rescued us from the curse of sin and death. Go live like that. Share this with someone who needs it. Tell your friends about us. Tell your friends about this podcast. Subscribe, like it, follow us on Instagram at ODG Apparel. We have a Snapchat now at ODG Apparel. Add us. Just keep in touch with us. We hope you enjoy the content we're putting out. Keep following Jesus. He's worth it.